You know, he always enjoyed talking to Larry Levine because he's always up to something new and fun and usually pretty tasty. You remember Larry Levine? He founded Chili's, and some of us remember Kitty Hawk and the Studio Club and Tia's and 1050 Barbecue. And he's getting ready to open up a new establishment at the Legacy Food Hall way out in Plato, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Like I said, you always do something fun, but this one's different. This Legacy Food Hall is really, really an intriguing idea, and I gather it's just hot as a firecracker.
Yeah, the concept is working greater than they ever thought it would. So they are off to a great start. They're going to open what they call the box garden, the outside area, next week or week after.
Now, this is the one with the music. It's going to have a stage.
It has a stage, but it's also for outdoor dining because they're a little short on indoor dining. And that's where our barbecue thing is, inside of a shipping container.
So it's more barbecue?
Yes, more
barbecue.
So
what are you going to call it?
Carlton Provisions.
That's a fairly highfalutin name.
Well, my partner came up with that name.
I like it. But you're going to be, so you're not going to be inside. So the food hall, everybody remembers, is three stories tall, and most of the restaurants, I think, 20 or something down on the first floor.
Correct.
But you're going to be outside, so I guess anybody who walks into that music venue is going to have to pass by you. Is that it?
Yes. They are doing music out there, and they'll have entertainment probably in some form every night. But it's the main purpose of the outside area is just for seating, for the hall, for where we are, and for the inside hall.
For workers out there during the day, they walk by, grab some barbecue from you, then go on inside, sit down and eat.
Or they can know that there's seating outside for hundreds.
And inside, too.
Correct.
So tell me about the barbecue. What's different about it?
The biggest difference is we use prime grade brisket, and that's what people really judge barbecue by. And I like to say, if you and I are going to go have a steak for lunch, we could go to Outback and have a nice choice steak. But if we wanted a really great steak, we'd go to Del Frisco's and get a prime steak. And so we take the same philosophy for brisket. And on pork, we get artisanal pork and custom-made sausage and natural turkey. We buy the best products we can get.
Now everybody's talking about pastrami. I never thought pastrami and barbecue don't seem to go together.
Well, I agree with that. Only we have found a pastrami in Austin that's really good. And most pastrami is smoked for a short time. But this one place we're trying to emulate, they smoke the pastrami all the way through. So when we get open, we have some time, we're going to work on a smoked pastrami.
I can't wait to try it. But there are lots of things that are intriguing about this. Obviously, the venue is really intriguing. But the other is, you're going to be operating out of a shipping container?
Out of a ship. It's a slightly modified shipping.
But, I mean, this is like the thing we see
on the back of a truck.
That's or on train beds.
Yes.
Or stacked on ships.
That's right. And we've shoehorned a big wood smoker inside of it, but not a lot of room left over, so that we can smoke right on the site.
So how do you... So you cut open the long end and...
Now, we open their doors on the short end.
Yeah.
And that's where we...
So you're going to serve out of that end?
No, we're served out of the long
end. Okay, long end.
Yeah, that's correct.
So you cut it in half or something?
Well, it's actually a T. There's one container that's 40 feet, and that's where we'll serve and operate out of. And then there's a T in the back for storage that tees off the other for storage for us.
Well, this has got to be challenging to put all the stuff you have for a kitchen and everything else in a shipping container.
It's very challenging. Just getting the smoker in was a all-day project, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is a little. And do you think it's all seasons? I mean, this is hot weather, cold weather. You got to operate, 350 days a year.
Yeah, that's the goal. We will suffer some when the weather's cold or raining. You can still get to it without getting wet, but we all know that we're going to suffer some in the cold weather. But in the warmer weather, or where it's not rainy or cold, we think we'll do very well.
You know, the cool thing about being outside of the food hall, I would guess, is you can vent that smoke outside, and you could do the same thing that, who is it, Cinnabon or Andy Dan's or whatever it is, does in those malls where you walk by and you smell it and you're just you're sort of attracted to.
Yeah, that was one of the requirements that the hall wanted. They wanted smoke, and we're going to give them plenty of that.
Oh, I would think so. So when do you think you're going to open?
We should open in about 2 weeks, be open.
Full time?
Yes.
And then he's going to open the food hall outside for music. That starts in a couple of weeks, too?
Yes, yes.
It's fun. So what else are you working on?
That's it for right now. We're going to, once we get this open, we have a large catering operation. We'll build that up for barbecue and then start looking for brick and mortar locations.
So do you think you can replicate this idea? Because there are going to be other food halls built around the country.
Well, this is probably the only food hall we're looking at. It wouldn't make sense for us to do a food hall in another city. You just can't do enough volume.
Yeah.
But this will be a good billboard for us for catering.
So, and catering and for more bricks and mortar.
That's right.
And you got to have some point of distinction. How do you stand out from all the other barbecue places in town? Because there are a lot of them.
Well, you buy the best product you can. Like I say, we're buying prime and artisanal prime brisket and artisanal pork. And we take the care to make our scratch kitchen for our side items. So, and then treat everything with respect and not abuse it where when it gets to the customer, it's still good.
Well, you got a great reputation. So, I mean, everybody's going to try it just because your name is associated with it. And I assume it's going to be good.
We think so, too. Thank you.
All right. So we'll see you out there in a couple of weeks. Larry Levine opening up Carlton Provisions at Legacy Hall, we call it?
Yes.
All right, in Plano. It's good to have you with us again.
Good to be here. Thank you.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.